Does anyone have any anxiety right now? Is anyone worried about anything? Is anyone dealing with fear right now? Maybe a fear of something? Does anybody have any troubles? Any problems right now? Well, we can praise God that there is a place of peace. There was a fisherman one day sitting beside his boat in the middle of the day, and he was just sitting there, just relaxing. Not a man of means, just had his fishing boat, and he had finished his fishing. And a very wealthy businessman came walking by and saw him and was just disturbed that he was sitting there. And the wealthy businessman in his suit, he said, "Hey," he said, "why aren't you out there fishing?" And he said, "Oh, I've already caught all I need today." And the businessman said, "Oh, man, well, why don't you get back out there?" He said, "Why don't you catch more than you need?" And he said, "Well, why would I do that?" And he said, "Well, then you could, if you caught more than you need, you could sell those and then you could make more money. And pretty soon you could buy a bigger ship and you could go out and then you'd catch more fish and bigger fish. And before you know it, you'd have a fleet of ships and then you'd be wealthy. You'd be rich like me." And the fisherman said, "Well, then what would I do?" He said, "Well, then you could sit down and kick back and just relax a little and enjoy life." And the fisherman looked at him and he said, "What do you think I'm doing?" There is a place of peace. Jesus talked about it. Turn with me to John chapter 16. If you have a Bible, there should be one around you in the racks of the chairs if you don't have one. John chapter 16. Jesus here is preparing his disciples. Pretty soon he's going to be leaving. He's been here on the earth for a time, but he came to fulfill that mission. He came to go to that cross, to be the Lamb of God, to be the sacrifice once and for all sins. The whole reason he came was to fulfill that mission, to die for your sins, to take your punishment and mine and all the sin of the world, to die. And he was preparing his disciples for soon it would be fulfilled and soon he would be leaving. Look with me at verse 28. John 16, verse 28 to 33, Jesus said this, "I came from the Father and entered the world. Now I am leaving the world and going back to the Father." Then Jesus' disciples said, "Now you are speaking clearly and without figures of speech. Now we can see that you know all things and that you do not even need to have anyone ask you questions. This makes us believe that you came from God." "You believe at last," Jesus answered. "But a time is coming and has come when you will be scattered, each to his own home. You will leave me all alone, yet I am not alone, for my Father is with me. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." There is a place of peace. Let's pray together. Lord, we just ask that you'd speak to us, Lord. Get me out of the way. Help us to hear your voice. Lord Jesus, we need to hear from you. Make our hearts receptive and ready. Let us anticipate what you're going to speak to us, that we may go and follow you and obey you. Lord, get me out of the way. Let us hear from you. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Jesus talked about this place of peace. And first of all, to find it, you need to see the ends in verse 33. To find this place of peace that is available to you, we need to look at the ends in verse 33. I want to take the word peace just to help you remember and maybe to help you take this with you. I want to take those letters P-E-A-C-E. We'll go over each of those. Let's let the P represent peace in me. That's what Jesus was saying. The place of peace, it's me. It's in me. Peace is in me. In the second end that we're about to look at, this will be your E. I need to go ahead and tell you though. And that is in earth. I know it's not the first letter of the first word, but bear with me. In earth, there's your E. In earth is trouble. So peace in me and in earth is trouble. In verse 33, we see those two ends. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world, you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. So there's peace, but it's in Jesus. Now we know we're in the world. every single one of us, we know we're in the world. We know we live here. We know we live on planet Earth. And so that's every one of us. That's every human being on the face of the earth. Well over 6 billion. It might be up to 7 billion now. But every single one of us are in the world. And so that means every single one of us are going to have trouble. Jesus said, in this world, you will have trouble. And we're all there. So we will all have trouble. But the second in, he said, in me, you may have peace. Now, the whole world is not in Jesus. The whole world is not experiencing this peace. The whole world doesn't get to have this peace. You have to be in Jesus. You have to be in him to have peace. He said, in me, there's peace. Well, these two go together many times. Like I said, everybody's in the world. But the question is, are you in Jesus? Are you in Jesus? That is where you can have peace in the world. Jesus gave us his own life, gave us the perfect picture of it. Do you remember when Jesus was in a storm, in a boat with his disciples? And the disciples were terrified. They were paranoid. The storm was bringing the waves up over the boat. The boat was becoming flooded. They couldn't man the ship in this storm. And so they went down and they found Jesus. And he wasn't frantically running around the boat with them and trying to get out the water. And you know what he was doing? You might remember. He was sleeping. Sleeping like a baby. That's a picture of it. The storm was going on. In this world, you will have trouble. Jesus and his disciples were in trouble. There was a storm going on. They thought they were going to lose their lives. They said, Lord, wake up. We're going to drown. Jesus was sleeping on a cushion. But you see, in Jesus, he himself, there's peace. He was at complete, perfect peace. And he showed that by his sleeping. They had to wake him in this storm. And so the two can go together. You can be in this world and have trouble, but at the same time, you can be in Jesus. And in the midst of all that trouble, you can have perfect peace. You can go to sleep at night. You can rest soundly. You can be in both of these. And so the question for you this morning is, are you in Him? Are you in Him? You're already in the world. There is trouble. But are you in Jesus? Do you have the place of peace? You can be in Him if you're saying, well, I don't know. I don't know if I'm in Him. Go on. Let's hear a little more. We'll talk about it some more. But if you're in Him, it means you're a believer. You're in Christ. You've realized your sinfulness. You've realized there's nothing you can do. You can't save yourself. You can't be good enough. You've realized that when life ends one day, that you know you're guilty. God says the penalty is separation from Him. The penalty, the wages of sin is death. And we know that there's no way that we can be good enough. There's no way that we can earn God's favor. That's what the Bible tells us. But it says that God loves us so much that He sent somebody to do it for us. The Bible says that God loves us so much that He sent Jesus. And that Jesus would come and He would take your punishment. He would pay for all of your sins when He went to the cross. And He did that. He paid. He took your punishment. He endured your punishment. And then He was raised from the dead the third day. And the Bible says, Jesus said, come to me. He gives an invitation to anybody, everybody. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I'm gentle and humble in heart. You'll find rest for your souls. And for anybody who hears His call and realizes their sinfulness and their need, and that there's no way they can get to God or get to heaven. And so they look for a Savior and they say, somebody needs to save me. Oh, thank you, God, there's Jesus. There's the one that was who came down from heaven. And Jesus, I'm trusting you. I'm asking you to save me. And once you put your faith in Him, He puts you in Christ. God puts you in Christ. You become a believer. Jesus comes to live in you. And at the same time, God puts you in Jesus. And you are in Him. You then have that place of peace. And that is possible for you. And you see, Jesus said in that next verse, in the next line, He said, but take heart, I have overcome the world. So He said, in me there's peace. In the world you're going to have trouble. But here's the good news. Take heart, I have overcome the world. In other words, Jesus is saying, I'm way bigger than the world. I'm way bigger than your problem. I made it all. I made the world. I've overcome it. And so what that means is, no matter what the world throws at you, no matter what in the world you are going through, Jesus is saying, I've overcome it. I'm way bigger. I'm way bigger than what you're going through. And so the good news is, if you're in the world and you're in Jesus, you can have that peace because He has overcome the world. Now, sometimes, even as a believer, sometimes you may find yourself turning to something else for peace. Maybe you don't have peace and you go looking in different places, and here's your A under the outline. Here's your A. It's all substitutes will fail. Anytime we go looking for peace outside of Jesus, the one and only place that it is, because He's the only one that's overcome the whole world and above and beyond it all, and He's the only place we can have peace. He is the true peace. Anytime we go looking for it outside of Jesus and somewhere in the world, everything else is in the world. Anytime we go looking for peace somewhere else, it will always fail. We won't have it. We won't have lasting peace, God's peace. That's the kind of peace God talks about when He says it surpasses all understanding. That's God's peace. Nothing in the world can bring it. So your A is all substitutes will fail. Nothing else has overcome the world. There are no substitutes for peace. And so no matter what you try, I don't know what you've tried in your life before. I know some things I've turned to, but no matter what you try, drugs, prescription drugs, some type of substance to bring peace, maybe that'll bring it. Alcohol, food, maybe you feel like you'll have a sense of peace as you eat. Pleasure, some type of pleasure. Maybe you're seeking peace through a pleasure. Sex, sexual immorality. There's so many forms of that. Pornography, fantasies. I don't know what it is. And you're looking for peace. Relationships. Maybe you keep going from one relationship to another looking for peace. But you see, none of these things, and 1,000 more that I haven't mentioned, anything in the world, anything that the world has to offer outside of Jesus, it will fail. It won't bring you peace. You won't have it. You can have temporary pleasures for just a little bit, but it won't bring you peace. So what the world has to offer, forget it. Forget it. And so how do we get it? So we've realized from God's Word that the true peace is in Jesus, and that's the only place it is. Well, how do we get it? I want it. How about you? How do we get it? How do we have this peace? Let's let your C represent, can we get it? Can we get it? And so far we've seen that peace is in me, is what Jesus says. In earth is trouble. All substitutes will fail. And now, can we get it? Can we get peace? Yes, of course we can. It's in Jesus. How can we do that? Well, here's just a few things. Here's just a few. Psalm 37:4. We need to delight ourselves in Him. Psalm 34 says, delight yourself in the Lord and He will give you the desires of your heart. Well, if peace is one of the desires of your heart, delight yourself in the Lord. God says, delight yourself in the Lord and He will give you the desires of your heart. Well, what does that mean? What does that look like? And there's three things here that we're going to look at. How can we get this peace? How can we get it? There's three things we're looking at under that. And it's not CSI. That'd be easy, but it's DSI, if that helps you any. The D is delight yourself in Him. Delight yourself in Him. How do we have this peace? Well, what does that mean? What does it look like? Well, we delight ourselves in a lot of things. Tonight even, I may do this. John Allen and I talked about it a little bit. But I tell you what, one thing that I delight in here on this earth is Outback's cheese fries. This is one of my favorite foods on planet Earth. This is an Outback menu here. And the Aussie cheese fries. Oh, my goodness. And that special spicy ranch that they give you to dip them in. And all that melted cheese on those fries and all that bacon on there. And you just tear off pieces of it and dip it in that ranch sauce. And you need to get more of that ranch and just bring it home because everything dips well in that ranch sauce. Everything. But I get excited about this. I delight myself in this. I was talking about it with John Allen this morning. I'm already getting excited. We might go there tonight and just get some cheese fries. That's all. Sometimes we'll do that. Get an appetizer. And I get excited. Well, God says, do that with Him. Here's another thing I delight in. For some reason, I've just kept these in my wallet. Maybe because it's such a delight. But years ago, my family went to Disney World. That's our tickets that we used every time you're scanning them to get in. Well, we delighted in Disney World. I tell you what. I guess maybe I'll keep these in here until on down the road next time we get to go. But I can delight in Disney World. I get excited about it. I'm thrilled about it. And I talk about it. And you take something like that. Take something that you delight in the earth. But just do it with God. Just do it with Jesus. That's how. Delight yourself in Him. God says that. Delight yourself in Me. Delight yourself in the Lord. Get excited about Him. Love Him. Be excited that at any time you can go and you can get alone with Him somewhere and you can get His Word and you can let Him speak to you and you can talk to Him and He'll speak back to you and He'll walk with you and talk with you all day long and He'll guide you and He'll comfort you in those bad times and He'll never leave you and He'll never forsake you. Though the whole world may leave you, He won't. He'll be with you. Delight yourself in Him and He'll give you the desires of your heart. The S is seek first. This is Matthew 6:33. Seek first His kingdom and His righteousness. And all these other things will be added to you as well. Peace is one of those things that will be added to you. But listen to what God says. Seek first. When is that? That's before anything else. That's before your feet hit the floor when you're getting out of bed. He said, seek first His kingdom. Well, what is the kingdom of God? That's wherever God rules and reigns. So Jesus said, the kingdom of God is within you. The kingdom of God can be in your life if you're letting Jesus rule and reign over you. At any moment in my life, if I'm getting out of the way and I'm saying, Lord Jesus, I'm yours. Help me to die to self and You just take over my life. Whatever You want to do, I'm just yours. I belong to You. Do whatever You want with me. When you surrender like that and you live surrendered like that, then His kingdom is in you. You found the kingdom of God. You're letting Him rule and reign over you. If you let Him rule and reign over your family, the kingdom of God is in your family. If you let Him rule and reign over this church, if we just seek Him and His kingdom, letting Him rule and reign. Now, He's God. He rules and reigns, period. But He gives us a choice. Sometimes we can take our own lives into our own hands and make a big mess of things, or we can let Him rule and reign over us. And that's the place of peace. It leads to peace. So secondly, let the S represents seek first His kingdom and His righteousness. His righteousness, that's all His righteous acts. That's everything that God does is perfect and righteous. It's all perfect. And so letting Him have His way and His will in your life, His righteousness, letting Him do whatever He wants to do in your life. Seek first His kingdom and His righteousness. All these other things will be added to you as well. There's the S. So delight yourself in Him. Seek first His kingdom and His righteousness. Let's let the I represent where Jesus said, I am the vine and you are the branches. This is John chapter 15. I am the vine and you are the branches. If a man remains in Me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from Me, you can do nothing. So Jesus gave that beautiful illustration of a vine. If you imagine a grapevine and a branch coming out of that vine, and then it has all this cluster of beautiful grapes on it. And Jesus said, I'm the vine. That's where all the life comes from, all the sap that brings nourishment to the branch. The branch's job is just to stay connected to that vine. Just stay in there. If the branch disconnects from the vine, what happens? There's no fruit. It dies. That branch dies. But as long as the branch stays connected to the vine, then, oh, all the life of the vine comes up and goes into that branch and nourishes that branch. And that branch becomes so fruitful. But is the branch's job to produce the fruit and make all these grapes and concentrate? Oh, let me work hard. That grape's not big enough. Let me get a bigger grape. No. The branch's job is just, let me stay in the vine. Let me stay connected. And the vine produces all that fruit. Jesus says, that's you and that's me. I'm your vine. You're just a branch. Stay connected to me. That's what Jesus says. Stay connected to me. Saturate yourself in my word. Talk to me continuously throughout the day. Keep your mind on me. Keep your mind steadfast, firm, unwavering, trusting in me all day long, abiding in me, resting in me, thinking of me, gazing upon me, glancing at everything else. Just stay connected to me, to Jesus, and then you'll bear much fruit. And you know what? Galatians chapter 5. Guess what one of those fruits is? Peace. You'll have peace. If you stay connected to Jesus, trust in Him, you'll have peace. And you'll have nine other fruits too to go along with it that are pretty great in Galatians 5. And so, stay connected to the vine. Well, what does it look like? We saw one picture of peace with Jesus in the middle of that storm. Well, what's He doing? Just sleeping. Sleeping. Well, what's it look like? Here's your E for the outline. Enter the picture. Let's have another picture of peace. Enter the picture. Here's the picture. Some artists were commissioned to paint the word peace. They were going to have a competition. Paint the word peace. So they all went to work and got their paintings, and it came time for the judgments, and the judges got the paintings, and the runner-up was a beautiful picture. Oh, it was so peaceful. It was a beautiful meadow, and it looked like there was a gentle breeze swaying everything in the meadow. There was all these gorgeous flowers in there just moving a little bit. Bright blue skies with white puffy clouds. And there was a little boy running through the meadow, and he was holding a kite. He was flying his kite with a smile on his face. Oh, it was just peace, peace. But that was the runner-up. The winner had painted a dark, stormy picture, just black. Black as night, all these clouds. You could see the trees swaying big time, lightning bolts coming through, rain all pouring down. But if you look close enough at the picture, you could see a little bird's nest in one of the trees, and you could see a mama bird in that nest, and there were three baby birds asleep under her wing. That's the peace. In the world, you'll have trouble. In me, you can have peace.